This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. All right, so we're waiting. We're waiting patiently for Joe Biden to take the stage. He's back from his, how many weeks was it? A 6-7 week vacation? This was like a sabbatical. The guy was gone forever. How much biking did he get in? What did he accomplish? What kind of ice creams did he try?
He took a semester off to find himself.
The least he could, the least he could do, Jared, is keep some sort of diary while he's away, you know, to keep us updated on the pros, the cons, the peaks, the pits of his vacation. Or maybe he could carry around, you know what they used to do in school? They'd give you something and you'd carry it with you on vacation. I'll never forget. We went on vacation once with my sister when we were younger, and my sister, she's 6 years younger than me, and her class had this thing. It was called Flat Stanley, and it was just this guy, but he was just a card. He was a cutout, you know, he was flat, and we'd have to take him. You know, we go to a restaurant, we go to Hibachi, Flat Stanley had to get in the picture. So this entire family vacation, if you look at any of the pictures, you will see Flat Stanley. His little head will pop out of any of those photos. Joe needs to have a Flat Stanley. He needs to have someone accompanying him on these trips, because I would love to see some photos of this. I would love to see what Joe's up to, you know, on these family trips. I know Hunter was in Kiowa. Maybe Hunter, I mean, there's no shortage of photos when it comes to Hunter Biden. We know he loves to document things. He must have documented this family vacay.
Yeah, just a slideshow on the laptop or something like that.
Does he only document things if he's like, oh, no, it's the photos are strictly if we're smoking Parmesan cheese. I don't have the storage for just regular family photos. There'll be none of that.
It's got to be epic, Dad. Got to be epic, baby.
Yeah, unless it's really something crazy, I'm not using my storage for it. Also, I should tell people that Jill Biden has COVID again. I saw that on the TV. A rebound case. I'm pretty sure her symptoms are mild. She should be fine.
She's grateful to be boosted, vaccinated, all that good stuff that they all say.
Well, you came in today and you told Howie something. Yes. About COVID.
Yes, there is unfortunate news for some stragglers, shall we call them, out there. The CDC announced that people who are unvaccinated are not eligible for the Omicron boosters that come out. So,
why do I feel like those people aren't the ones who are going to care so much?
Ouch, CDC. Ouch.
The CDC's looking at those people going, oh, we got you now, didn't you? You didn't think this was going to happen.
You know what? You didn't get the first one you didn't want, so now you don't even get to get the 87th one you didn't want. So, yeah.
We're going to talk about Fauci in a second, because I'm not done with those cuts yet. The Fauci farewell tour is just, it's just kicking up. Like, he hasn't even gotten the merch out yet. This is, people who think they know how bad this is going to be, you have no idea what you're in for. But before we get to any of that, obviously the big news of the day is the student loan handouts, the canceling of $10,000 worth of student loan debt. If you make less than $125,000 a year, they're on both sides of the aisle. People are angry because this is 2022 in America. You know, Joe Biden can make a decision that's going to cost us tons of money and no one's going to be happy about it. The far left feels like this is not enough. This is not enough. Is anyone surprised? We gave them billions of dollars worth of solar panels and windmills and they didn't even take the day off protesting. They didn't even push it back an hour. That's how ambitious and motivated these activists are. So naturally, $10,000 is not going to cut it. And then you have people who are kind of old school. They're so yesteryear. They pay off their debts. They don't take out loans for things they can't afford. Talk about lame. How pedestrian. These are the credulous boomer rube types. You, if you're out there and you're listening to me on the radio, you're probably under this category. Probably under the category of someone who sits at a restaurant and Joe Biden couldn't explain the supply chain crisis to you if he tried. This one's for you out there. They're not happy either, because why the hell did I just pay off all this debt if Joe Biden was going to cancel it? Now, I had made mention in the first hour that something that grinds my gears, something that irks me, is that we never focus on the schools, universities, these fancy places who are paying people an absurd amount of money to teach ridiculous classes that aren't going to help people in any way. And I say that as a theater major, okay? I get a lot of grief for that. I love being a theater major. I actually think it benefited me, and people can roll their eyes, but I'm doing, you know, I've got a gig
in a performance field.
Yeah. And I loved my professors. I loved my classmates. I loved the schedule. I loved how much time we spent there. It gave us good time management skills, taught you how to talk to people, how to be in public and like speak in a public setting that could be kind of nerve-wracking. I could go on and on. I really did appreciate my education, but I also think sometimes it just depends on, if you get a degree in something, you have to be ready to work in other fields that aren't your degree. And that's the issue a lot of these kids are running into. But a big part of this that I don't think is talked about enough is that the schools are charging so much money, and they're giving these kids this idea that, yeah, you should take on all this debt so you can get a degree from Columbia and it's going to serve you so well. And then when it doesn't, the school says, oh, too bad. And they move on to raising the tuition for the next class. And the hypocrisy of this is, of course, like someone, take Elizabeth Warren, for example, who's always telling us, you know, the mamas and the babies, they need their student loan debt canceled. TikTok, Mr. President. TikTok. The clock is ticking. Cancel student loan debt now. Well, she gets paid, what, $300,000 to teach one course at Harvard? Like, it makes sense why these schools are charging so much. They're paying these teachers to teach one class, and they're giving them more money than you or I make in 2 or 3 years. So it makes sense why they have to charge this much. Well, I have an update on that same front. Don't come here to the Grace Curley Show. Don't call in and say, Grace, why does Harvard have to charge so much for tuition? I know why. I have the answer. And it's in this one headline. Bill de Blasio is coming to a Harvard classroom this fall. You don't get the best in the biz unless you're willing to pay up, okay? You don't get star power. If you're the New York Yankees, you're not going to get Derek Jeter unless you're willing to put a little money on the table. That's how you know I know nothing about sports, because that sports analogy was, what, from like 1999? But yeah.
Stop hunting for fouls.
If you want the best in the biz to teach at your school, you have to be able to pay for it. Bill de Blasio, the former mayor of New York, is heading to Harvard University this fall. This sounds like a sitcom. This sounds like an Adam Sandler movie. Bill de Blasio, what could possibly go wrong? Mr. de Blasio, who ended his congressional run in New York last month, but he told us, he was like, you haven't seen the last of me yet. And everyone thought, yeah, we never assumed that this was the last we were going to see of you, Bill. He will be a senior leadership fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and a visiting fellow at Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. Wonderful. As a fellow, he will hold office hours, meet with students and faculty, and teach at least one class. What do you think the class... Give us some ideas. What will the class be that Bill de Blasio is teaching? And I don't want to read any further because they might tell us what the class is. No, I want to come up with one on our own. I think we need to workshop this. We need to focus group this. What would be Bill de Blasio's best class? Would it be napping 101? Keeping the gyms open 101?
Take some field trips to the Shake Shack in Harvard Square.
Eating on Camera 101. There's so many courses that this man could teach. Oh, it says Mr. de Blasio's class would draw on his personal experience, leadership, strategy, and policy as the New York mayor. On the bright side.
I thank God I'm the mayor right now.
On the bright side, if you're a student at Harvard, you must be thinking, yeah, I'm spending a lot of money to go to this school, but it's worth it. Did you guys see Bill de Blasio's in the cafeteria? It's totally worth it. Where else are you going to get this kind of education? You got to pay for this.
I just want to see him wearing like a Jason Tatum jersey over a shirt with a hat again.
Yeah.
You know?
It says the Harvard gig is a sort of homecoming for Mr. de Blasio, who grew up.
Of course it is.
Who grew up where else? In Cambridge. He attended NYU and built his career in New York, but he is still loyal to at least two Beantown teams, the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots. Or as Ed Markey likes to call them, the Boston Patriots. Wow, Wilhelm is back. He's going to Harvard University. You love to see it. 844-500-4242. Speaking of New York, though, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the primaries that happened last night. Big night for Jerry Nadler. He's very excited. He crushed Carolyn Maloney because misogyny. I mean, why else?
I thought you were going to say because he sat on her.
Jared.
In my defense, he's very fat.
You are turning over a new leaf, I thought. I let you make fun of Fauci. I let that slide.
Crowbar to turn over that leaf, though.
I let it slide that you didn't watch Paul Pelosi's DUI video for 2 hours. But my patience is wearing thin, sir.
As is his waistline.
Jared. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to take your calls, and we're going to talk a little bit about these primaries. And we'll talk about Charlie Crist from Florida. Did I say that wrong?
No, that's correct.
Okay. I haven't really heard much of him. And now he's coming out and saying, if you're going to vote for Ron DeSantis, I don't want your vote. Which, it's a bold strategy.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
He also says his campaign's running on love, which sounds like a bad song from the 1960s. We're going to talk about all this when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
He is on the battlefield of hate. I am on the battlefield of love. There's faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. It's in Corinthians, in the Bible. I'm going to beat him because I'm running on love, and love always wins.
Well, Ron DeSantis is running on rock and roll. So take that, Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist had a real strange victory lap. He was rejecting. He said, anyone who's going to vote for Ron DeSantis, keep your votes. I don't want them. I've never heard of that.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Yeah, that logic is lost on me. Like, telling people don't vote for me. That's a new one, but maybe it will work. He is the underdog in this situation.
The old reverse psychology.
Yeah, people are like, oh, he doesn't want our vote? No, I want to give him a vote. Damn it. He got me again, Charlie. All right, we're going to go to the callers here. A lot of people want to talk about student loan debt. I did mention that Bill de Blasio will be teaching at Harvard University. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are listening to the show right now who are attending Harvard who are probably very excited about this.
Now, I made my fair share of mistakes. I was not good with groundhogs at all. Probably shouldn't have gone to the gym.
I forgot about the groundhog. How do you think the groundhog feels about this? Well, the groundhog died, right?
Groundhog's not feeling anything.
I guess we'll never know. In the words of Kanye West, I guess we'll never know. Jeremiah, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Thank you for having me on, Grace. The Bill de Blasio class is going to be titled The Harvard Way, Not the Proper Way to Eat Pizza. And at $347,000 a year per class, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, I forgot. You see, it's hard to keep up with all of the gaffes that Bill de Blasio had. He was a gaffe machine. He did eat the pizza. Did he eat it with a fork and knife? What was his problem? He folded it? If it was the fold? Jeremiah.
Fork and knife.
Oh, it was a fork and knife. Okay. Because some people, Ron DeSantis was the one who folded it. And he got a lot of grief for that, which I think the fold is the way to go.
Yeah, especially if you have the New York slices are huge. You need to fold them to eat them.
Fold it, keep the grease in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem with folding a slice of pizza.
I don't have a problem with the fork and knife either. I'm not about shaming how people go about eating their food. As long as your mouth is closed, you're good in my book. And I also am not about asking people or commenting on how much salt people put on their food or how much ketchup or, oh, you put used ketchup on that. It all feels very judgmental to me. Like, unless you're eating it, don't worry about it. When people, I used to put salt on everything. I've since cut back. But people used to say, well, that's a lot of salt. And I'd be like, what are you, the salt police? Why do you care how much salt I'm putting on my food? It's my food, not yours. So I don't care how, that's not a strike for me in Bill de Blasio's book. There's a lot of other things he did, that, including eating with his mouth open on camera, which also Jerry Nadler had that issue too with the tuna sandwich. But we'll get into that another time. Adam, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
So I wanted to talk about this student loan forgiveness because it drives me nuts. It really does. I'm 32 years old. I went into the service when I got out of high school. I joined the Navy, enlisted in the Navy just to get, well, not just to get, but part of it was to help me pay for college, which I still made the choice not to go to school. I went to work instead. I work on state highways. I don't make a lot of money. I'm never going to make a lot of money. And you know what? I'm good with that. I don't really have that expensive of taste. But it drives me nuts that people who are making 120 grand, I'll never make 120 grand in my lifetime in a year. And they give this money to them. What I've decided it is, I've decided in my lifetime that what it is that they're buying votes. And I think this is on both sides. I think this is on both sides of the aisle. I think they're buying votes. They're taking my money. They're giving it to people because it buys them votes. Down the road, they're going to say, that's the guy that gave me money. This is the guy that forgave my student loan debt. This is the guy that said, I don't have to get up and go to work if I don't want to. You know, I'm pretty sure it's on both sides, you know.
And Adam, you said you decided not to go to school. Was it just because you didn't want to, or because you didn't want to have to pay back any of the debt?
Well, I say I wouldn't have to pay it back because I have the GI Bill that would pay my tuition. But to be perfectly honest with you, I live in such a rural area that it's not like there's a big call for, you know, a lot of college educated people. Most of us are just, you know, there's no money to be made where I live anyway, whether you have a college degree or not. And so I push snow for a living. You know what I mean? I dig ditches and push snow, and that's what you can do around here. So I don't know. I made the decision not to go based on a lot of things, but in the long run, I wouldn't make any more money. I wouldn't have any better of a life, really, with a degree as opposed to what I'm living right now. But I don't understand why it is that my government feels it's all right to keep giving my money to people who I don't feel have earned it, for one thing. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a giveaway. And I look at it, like you say, it's both sides of the aisle. I'm waiting for one president ever to start cracking down on, you know, welfare fraud. I really think that's a problem in society today. There's a lot of people my age that have never worked a day in their life. There's nothing wrong with them physically, but that's who I'm paying to support. On my 40 grand a year, I'm paying to support these people.
Yeah, Adam, well said, well said. And thank you for your service. I know you said you're in the Navy, and I know it's a damn shame. It's unfair, and we appreciate you calling in. Call in again, Adam. Great caller. We're going to have Howie Carr on next to talk about a little bit of local news. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I am thrilled to be joined a little earlier today than usual by the one and only Howard Lawrence Carr. Howie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
And it's a good reason to have you on today because there's a story that has been trickling out slowly. You've been on top of this since the beginning. Howie, give us an update.
I've been on this for 3 years, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But it only got out today, and I didn't even break it. It was the Globe that broke it.
In a strange turn of events.
I'm happy.
Take us back to the beginning. Walk people through this who have not been following it on my show.
There's a race for district attorney in Suffolk County. Rachel Rollins left to become U.S. attorney. So Charlie Parker, Governor Baker, appointed this guy, Kevin Hayden. He's like a career prosecutor, and so he's not a natural politician. So this guy, Ricardo Arroyo, from this rather shady family of Boston hack politicians, jumped into the race. He's a Boston city councilor. And it turns out that he has an extremely checkered record. He was investigated twice for sexual assault, for rapes or underage, having sex with underage girls when he was 17 and 19 years old. And he claims he never heard about it, but these apparently they're police reports. He hired a lawyer after the first charges were made against him, and now he claims that he hired the lawyer because he was having academic difficulties at Madison Park High School, by the way. So, you know, you often hire a lawyer when you're having to get out of high school, right?
Oh, like a lawyer slash tutor.
Yeah, and so
what a nice lawyer.
So the Globe said, so if it's just about academic difficulties, can we talk to him? And the candidate, Arroyo, who's a city councilor now, said, no, I won't waive attorney-client privilege. And by the way, when he's a lawyer, obviously, if he's running for DA, so when you apply for admission to the bar, you have to fill out under pains and penalties of perjury documents. And they ask you, have you ever been investigated for crime? Have you ever been investigated? And he said, no, under pains and penalties of perjury.
Well,
he says he didn't know about it, even though he hired a lawyer, and even though there are time-stamped Boston police reports that this investigation was going on.
Yeah, and I want to drill down on that part here, because I'm reading now from the Globe. It says, Arroyo is doubling down on something that is hard to believe, that until he was asked about it by the Globe, he knew nothing about an allegation that he sexually assaulted a high school classmate in 2005.
It's odd, because I was asking about this. I was asking Marty Walsh, people about this 3 years ago when he was first running for the city council.
He's trying to pull like a Biden slash Obama and say, I read about it the same time everybody else did.
Yeah, it's not, and so, you know, I wrote a column. It's posted on the on our website, howiecarshow.com. The Herald wasn't going to run it, but now the idiots have decided to post it because there was nothing wrong with it. And
tell us how you really feel.
They're morons. That's why the paper's in such a terrible state. They don't know what the hell they're doing. But they posted it anyway now. And so the whole point, what I went into is all these woke people who hated Brett Kavanaugh, you know, said, believe all women. And
there needs to be an FBI investigation.
Yeah, and, you know, they were picketing his house, et cetera, et cetera. They're all saying, oh, this is not a big deal. What's the big deal? You know, they're all walking away. The only one that's walked away from the endorsement so far is Joe Kennedy. He's the first rat to desert the SS perv. You know, he's one of the smarter ones. And I thought to him, say, you know, when he read the story, he said, you know, what would my great uncle Jack want me to do, or my uncle Michael, or my great great grandfather Joe? What would they do in this situation if someone was accused of sexual assault? What would Marilyn Monroe want me to do?
Well, I want to also talk about that 2 years later, so the first one's 2005, and 2 years later, a second teenage girl reported to police that she believed he may have raped her after she got inebriated at a party. Yet some 5 hours after a Globe interview about these allegations, he contacted the second alleged victim of a crime he insisted he knew nothing about. So he doesn't know anything about the crime, but he contacts the person who's accusing him of said crime. Does that hold up in the Howie Carr courtroom?
No, it doesn't. And I think that piece in the Globe was, what I'm told is that was seriously lawyered up, that there's a lot of stuff that they haven't put into print yet that's might very well come out.
Can we expect to
see
that?
And by the way, you know, his brother is another former city councilor who was fired by Mayor Marty Walsh from City Hall after there were allegations of him sexually harassing women. And now Ricardo, who's accused of these sexual crimes, or was accused of these sexual crimes, the charges were never preferred, ultimately, he represents him in these lawsuits that he's filed, that he's filing against the, his brother is filing in the city for being fired for allegedly sexually harassing people.
Now, I've spoken to some people who are following this story, and they're waiting to hear from Boston political figures to see whether or not they're going to jump ship. Who are you waiting on seeing as far as, like, who do you want on the record about whether or not they're going to back this
guy? I want
them
all on there. I want the fake Indian on the record and Mr. Frosty. And I want the two city councilors that he's close to, Kara Alendra and Gigi Coletta, and Eddie Flynn, too, the guy that he voted for to make him president of the city council. I mean, what are these guys going to do? I noticed Mayor Wu was asked about it today, and she said, I'm going to wait to see how it plays out. Not to see whether it's right or wrong or whether it's true or not. She's going to wait to see how it plays out. I mean, this is how you know, bereft of any kind of integrity or ethics these people are.
Well, innocent until proven guilty is okay as long as the person's a Democrat. We've learned this the hard way.
Well, innocent until after proven guilty, I think, is the way it works. As long as you're, you know, you check the right boxes. And I don't know why they hate this guy Hayden so much. You know, he's not he doesn't seem like he's a bad guy. But he's not one of the wokesters.
And Howie, do you think that, because we've seen this happen before, like, let's take, and I'm not saying anything he was accused of is as bad as what Arroyo is being accused of, but you look at a situation like Al Franken and someone who got into trouble and immediately said, all right, I'm out of here, and then went on to regret it and said, if I had only slow walked it, if I had only, you know, dragged it out, I could have.
Well, Elizabeth Warren was one of the people who called for Franken to resign just because there was an old picture of him groping a woman. And it was a terrible thing, obviously. But, you know, she wants him. And apparently, according to sources at the Globe, she's been on the warpath about this. She's been sending smoke signals up to the Globe, you know, saying that they shouldn't even run this story. There was serious pressure on the Globe not to run this story. And I'm actually surprised that they didn't buckle under.
Do you think it was just that too many people were hearing about it where they kind of had to?
Yeah. But again, I mean, you know. We went back 3 years. I was talking to a Marty Walsh guy today. He said, you know, yeah, someone was calling me about this story 3 years ago. And I said, that wasn't somebody. That was me. I was the one who was calling about it. We all knew about this, that these allegations were out there, but we never could stand it up because we could never suppose it. We didn't know there were police reports. We thought he was going to be covered under being a juvenile, and they were going to make that claim that the records were sealed, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, he got away with it for all these years. It never came out.
What happens next?
I don't know. We'll see. He's having a press conference, you know, at this hour, supposedly. And I think he's going to double down and claim he didn't do anything. And that, you know, they're accusing Hayden, the current acting DA, of leaking the information. So, but, I mean, will we ever know that? And number two, I mean, Does that mean that he gets a pass on lying to the Board of Bar Overseers on his application for admission to the bar? I mean, if I know he checks the boxes and, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. But, you know, if I was applying for admission to the bar and I lied, I would be at least suspended. Or if not disbarred. But, you know, he's going to do a total walk here.
If it was you, Howie, do you want me to tell you which one it probably would be?
Yeah, I know. I know which one it would be.
I don't think suspensions are really going to be part of the deal for you.
No, they're not. They're not. But this, you see what I mean. You know, I mean, he's gonna just skate here. He may not win the district. And I don't even know if he's going to lose the district attorney's job. Some people think that, you know, in a way, in Suffolk County, this is a resume enhancer.
Which is, even by today's standards, insane if that is the case.
Yeah. Well, they're already saying, I guess one of the city councilors is saying this is a racist hit piece because he's Puerto Rican. Really? What were the ethnic identities of these two women that he, girls that he allegedly attacked?
Yeah, it's the same. You know, Carolyn Maloney said she lost to Jerry Nadler because of misogyny. Everybody's got a reason for everything.
Everybody's
nowadays.
A victim.
Yeah, everybody is a victim. You're right about that. Howie, tell people again where they can go and read. It's a really great column. He breaks down all of this for you, especially if you're late to this story. This is a good place to go to read it.
Yeah, the best place is right at HowieCarrShow.com. It's after your homework and my homework. It's the third thing. You can read it at the Herald, but I reworked it a little bit after the Herald killed it last night. So the column on our website is a better version of it.
And while we have you here, Howie, any updates for us on the Orange Line?
Oh, it's been a good day. None of the stationary construction vehicles have tipped over today.
Oh, it's a win.
And there haven't been any fires.
Wow. And Howie, we've got actually a huge thing happening tonight. This is very exciting. At 6 o'clock on the Howie Carr Show, you're going to be playing moderator. You're going to be the Chris Wallace of the Howie Carr Radio Network and moderating a debate between?
Kate Campanelli and Leah Cole Allen. These are the two candidates on the GOP side for lieutenant governor. They're former state reps. And Leah Cole Allen is Jeff Deal's running mate, and Chris Doty's running mate is Kate Campanelli.
And you'll be asking the questions.
Yes.
Which I like, because sometimes when you throw it out to the callers, you get a lot of softball questions. And if there's one thing that we can guarantee with Howie Carr, it's that you're not going to be asking softball questions.
But they will be fair questions. By the way, today is the last day to get the petitions into your local city and town halls if you're involved in the drive to put the illegal alien driver's license question on the November ballot. You have until 5 o'clock this afternoon to get it into your local town or city clerk at city hall or town hall. And looks like we got way over the. I talked to Jim Lyons a little bit earlier, and it looks like there may be 100,000 raw signatures, which is amazing. Not that doesn't mean they'll all be certified, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard for them to make the argument that they can throw us off the ballot, or you know, have these ongoing court disputes to drag it out beyond the November election to 2024. It's going to be tough for them to throw us off the ballot.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
They'll try.
There's a lot... Oh, of course they will. There's a lot of news surrounding illegal aliens right now, including in New York, where Greg Abbott is telling Eric Adams, talk is cheap when it comes to open borders. And he has a really good piece in the New York Post. And I'm so glad he did this, Howie, because he specifically mentioned how Eric Adams is trying to say how putting people on buses is horrific. You know, like, oh, he's clutching his pearls about that. And Greg Abbott points out that through promoting Biden's open border policies, you're enticing illegal immigrants to trek thousands of miles through treacherous regions in Central America and Mexico, often subjected to rape and torture. But you don't hear anything about that from Eric Adams. And all these people who claimed that they were sanctuary cities, and now they're not.
By the way, illegal aliens in the news. North Carolina, where I used to live, Wake County, that's where Raleigh deputy was shot to death last week. They've arrested two illegal alien brothers from Mexico. One of them was arrested last year, Grace, with a no driver's license and a gun, and he was let go. Continued without a finding, and so he just continued, and now he's killed a sheriff's deputy in Raleigh.
And one of the worst parts of all is that you hear a story like that and you're not surprised. That's the most depressing.
Well, it barely makes the North Carolina news, let alone the national news.
All right, we've got Joe Biden on the TV now. We're going to go to break here. We'll be back with more. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled. Howie knows all about that. Howie, you were telling us about the gas lines. You have fond memories of those times.
Not really. Yeah, odd and even days, depending on the last digit on your license plate. Oh, it was a lot of fun.
But those who owned precious metals in the 1970s, there is an upside. They saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was that Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. If you want to get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide, and you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, All you have to do is open a qualified account now and you'll receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I remember going down after a baseball game. I went to a really good school up in Claymont, Delaware, on the Pennsylvania border. And I drove down to Newark, Delaware, where my dad worked at an automobile agency.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I walked in and I had my spikes. And because the reason I was going down, when your dad works at an automobile agency, the great advantage, you get a new car to go to the prom. Or a good used car off the lot. You think I'm joking?
Whoa, hold on. Pause. Whoa, baby. What are we talking about?
No
First
idea.
Of all,
but
what's
the story
he
keeps going.
Is this his announcement of the student loan cancellation?
Yeah.
We're talking about baseball spikes, a new car to go to prom, and his dad?
Yep. And he started off by explaining what Pell Grants are. But wait, this is where the story gets interesting.
And so I went down to my 51 Plymouth with beach towels for seat covers. And I had my uniform on, my spikes off. I ran in, and the woman's name was Mary, who ran the place. I said, "Mary, where's Dad?" She said, "He's out in the lane going into the repair shop." Give him my word, true story.
I believe that it's a true story. I just don't understand what the relevance was. Was there a point to that story, or are we just describing memories from 1935?
You got me, but I'm waiting.
And
for
that's
Ambrose.
Why I'm canceling everyone's student loan debt because of the spikes and the baseballs and the cars and the cleats. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had your insurance audited? Rizzo saved one of my coworkers over $1,700. I use Rizzo Insurance. I really love them. They made everything very easy. So get your insurance audited. Go to RizzoInsurance.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which do you think will be more insufferable? Listening to Meghan Markle's podcast or watching Hillary Clinton's TV show?
I'm going to say Meghan Markle's podcast because there wouldn't be any relevant material for my show if I listened to that.
Meghan Markle jumped into the lead now. 60% say Meghan Markle, Ooh. Only 40% for Hillary.
You know what that means? That means we have Hillary Clinton fans in the audience. That's amazing. By the way, huge congrats to Kevin from Keene, New Hampshire. You are the gas money winner for today. If you want to enter, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Howie Carr, what do you think of Joe Biden announcing that he's canceling student loan debt and also that incredible story about a car and prom and baseball and his dad? And I don't really know what else.
I think when he was growing up, if you incurred a debt, you were supposed to pay it. You weren't supposed to foist it upon someone else.
That's so old school. You got to move on from that, man.
By the way, he doesn't have the constitutional power to do this. Just ask the great scholar of constitutional law, Nancy Pelosi. She said it last year. He has no power to do this.
But he has to do it so that we can see what's in it.
You know, they're going to say the Inflation Reduction Act was going to supposedly reduce the government deficit by, I think, $100 billion. This is an extra $300 billion on it. So, there was a scam to begin with, but now it's an even more obvious scam.
Look at you. You're coming in here with all your math and all your logic, and you're just ruining our good time. Congratulations, everyone. Free money for all. What's not to love?
Well, not all. Maybe 10% of the population, and the other 90% of us are going to pick up the tab.
Well, enjoy that. Enjoy the day, that 10%. Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a great show plan. We'll be back tomorrow for Friday Junior.